Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm bringing to you another soul winning tip. And in the last video, we talked about having a plan as you go out soul winning. And that basically gives you your general steps that you're going to go through and the verses that you're planning to use. And kind of right after that, associated is, you know, practicing your plan, which we'll talk about in the next video, and memorizing the Bible verses that you're planning to use. And this is one thing that new soul winners kind of make a mistake with, because they're trying to figure out how to explain all the verses and memorize the explanation, but what they really should do along with that is memorize the Bible verses. The reason why is that when you memorize the Bible verses, you're really going to deeply understand them like you didn't before, and it's actually going to be very easy to understand how to explain the verses, because it's just going to make perfect sense to you. It's kind of like in math class. If you have a problem and you know you don't fully understand that, what you're trying to do is just memorize kind of the steps to solve that problem. And that can be very difficult because it's very easy to get a step out of order or do something slightly backwards, such as subtract 5 instead of add 5, or multiply by 2 instead of divide by 2, or whatever. And you know, it can make you arrive at the wrong conclusion and things get just very disorganized. But if you actually understand it, it's going to be pretty simple. And so with Bible verses as well, especially the soul winning verses that you're planning to use preaching the gospel, these are verses you want to memorize. I'll give you just a perfect example in John 3 verse 36 of how deep the Bible is. It says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." And so the first half of that verse talks about he that believeth on the Son, someone who puts their trust on Jesus Christ, hath everlasting life. You say, what's so significant about that? Well, the Bible says hath everlasting life, which is an old-fashioned word to say has everlasting life. So he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And what that indicates is you receive everlasting life the moment you believe and not at the end of your life. Now, here's the thing. If you don't memorize that verse, then you know what? Maybe you won't notice that. But I remember memorizing that verse a long time ago, and I was like, wow, that's powerful. Because this is something people are often confused with when it comes to the gospel. They don't understand that you receive everlasting life the moment you believe. They hear just believe, and they're thinking sometimes, oh, okay, as long as I just believe my whole life, then when I die, then I'll receive that everlasting life. No, the Bible says actually the moment you believe, you receive everlasting life. And that's just a small example, but quite honestly, all the Bible verses that you're going to use for soul winning, if you memorize them, it's going to be like, wow, that makes sense. I understand that verse. And then it is going to be so much easier to know how to explain those verses. So one thing you want to do is memorize the verses. And point number one, why? It's going to build your understanding of those verses. Not only is it going to build your understanding of those verses, it's also going to build your confidence. And see, going back to the example of math, let's say you have a math test and you know you're trying to memorize just kind of the order, how to solve all these different types of problems, but you don't really understand it. You're just trying to make sure you don't mess up the order. You know what? You're not going to be all that confident. You're going to be kind of scared that you get the steps out of order. But see, when you memorize the verses, you actually have confidence. Now, here's the thing. The Bible says one of the big things associated with preaching the gospel is having boldness. Now, of course, boldness is something that comes with praying for God to give you boldness and living a holy life, and those are going to be in future videos. But part of it is doing the necessary preparation of preaching the gospel, which the Bible talks about. And so part of that is memorizing the verses. And when you have those verses memorized, you're confident. So if somebody says something out soul winning and you know they're trying to disagree with you or they're not sure about something, you can quote the verse and you know what? There's your answer. And you know the power is in the Word of God. And so by memorizing the Bible verses, you know, it's actually going to give you a lot of confidence to go out preaching the gospel. One reason why people don't preach the gospel is they're kind of nervous about it. They're scared. They just don't know if they'll explain it correctly. Memorizing the verses is going to help with that. So point number one, memorizing the verses builds your understanding. Point number two, memorizing the verse builds your confidence. Point number three, memorizing the verses is going to help keep the power in the Word of God. See, the Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful, which means alive and powerful. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And what that verse indicates is that the word of God is alive and powerful, and it has a way to get on the inside like nothing else, okay? Now, here's the thing. One thing I've seen with people that are kind of new at soul winning, and this is understandable because whenever you're new, you know, you're learning. But one thing I've seen is people sometimes misquote verses or they paraphrase verses. And you know what? If you do that, you could be losing some of the power in the Word of God. If you forget a certain phrase or kind of misquote it, it's going to kind of lose its power. And you know, when people get saved out soul winning, it's not because the soul winner has such wise words. It's really because the Word of God has power. And it's really just simple explanations of the power that's already built inside of those verses, because the Word of God is quick and powerful. It's alive and powerful. And so when you memorize the verses, it's going to help you quote those verses correctly. It's going to help you explain those verses correctly. And then there's going to be power kept in those verses. Now, I do believe when we're preaching the gospel, especially if you're new, you should be trying to show the verses. But, you know, the truth is when people are new, sometimes they're so nervous that they misquote those verses even though they're trying to read from them. Or, you know, their thoughts are kind of all over the place. And so by memorizing the verses, it's going to help avoid that problem. So the 3 points here on the importance of memorizing the verses is it will build your understanding, it will build your confidence, and it will keep the power in the Word of God. So it's great if you have the zeal and desire to start going soul winning and you're kind of new. One thing you want to do is start memorizing those soul winning verses. And I gave you kind of some lists in the last video of having a plan. And so whichever plan you want to use, those three different things, I gave you those three resources, use a lot of similar verses. But just start memorizing those verses, and you know what? You will not regret it. So anyways, thank you, and God bless.